Now, of course, you deserve, and technically already are, total vitality. I mean, you exude an incredible power. You carry a calm and subtle go-for-it energy. You're not hyper, and your actions seem to be led from intention. And that's huge. You've told me plenty of times that you won't forget the past, but you won't dwell on it either. And that was one of the things that really hit hard when I heard it. I took that and I ran with it and I sewed it into the imprint and blueprint of who I am. So I wanted to thank you for that type of mindset. Oh, is that so? You're going to focus on how great you are. That sounds a little narcissistic, don't you think? Oh, you're saying you have a burning desire and a mission within you that must be expressed and only through you? Isn't that a little selfish? Or are you trying to say that this particular expression can only happen through the melodic tones? And again, treading the narcissistic path there. It's not necessarily about you, even though it sounds about you. Okay, I'm just trying to comprehend and really make sense of this. You will do the work to heal and thrive. You'll focus back to the things that are most important when things begin to feel tough. You will be seen. You will shine. And you cannot hide, because when you hide, you die. You lose too much vitality, triumph, and true joy. The thing that's fueling and powering you. You are strong and healthy, and you must be of service in all that you do. And that's why it's not narcissistic. That's why it's not selfish. Perhaps it's in divine timing. And perhaps this is why we need the fictional characters and long-winded stories to kind of bring home the reflection of what we're going through in our own everyday life, every week, every month, every year, every decade. If we are so lucky to have multiple decades. So I'm taking everything that you've been saying and I am putting it in a gift box. And it will be my gift box. And I will encourage others to put things in their own gift box, to make their own gift box and be very exclusive and deliberate and selfish for the ends of becoming selfless. To make that box your own, because then you have that gift box and you can always have it and hug it and utilize it and use it as an example for others to generate their own from their own preferences. This way, our communities on Earth will begin to be more and more influential in the ways that we want to positively affect the youth and the generations coming forth way after we are long and gone. Welcome back to your one and only favorite podcast about miracles. We have a very special episode today. My name is Jonathan Navi. I am your grateful host, and I am here to remind you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Let's get started. Thank you, God. What do I have to complain about? I am alive. I have plenty of potential, brilliance, and opportunity. I've been given so much, and there's no guilt there. I am humbled and grateful. I mean, look at where I live and the people I'm surrounded by. In the past, I haven't wanted to accept my reality. But you can't change your reality by resisting it. I had to accept reality to transform it moment by moment. May 20th, 2018. Who you are is a gift. By not sharing who you really are with the world, you are robbing them of something they need. That's a quote from Happy Pocket Full of Money by Cameron Gikandi. Something like that. I apologize for not having the book and the author offhand, on hand, to share with you. It is a quote that I love sharing, and I share often because it hit hard. I just read some journal entries from May 20th, 2018. And the reason is because this episode is about cyclical cycles. I don't know about you, but I've definitely been on top of the world after being at the bottom of my rock bottom. And it's not like it was a one-time event and it never happened again. If I sit down and really look back at the cycles and have something I can gauge, like randomly opening an old journal and having it open to that for this particular reason, it shows me that life is a series of cycles. It's a never-ending cyclical cycle, and it is of benefit to look at where you are in that cycle. And there are books on how the life cycles affect your world and your business and contracts and things like that, but I'm not going that deep here. I want to stay at the level of anybody and everybody can do this. It's not something you have to do research on. I mean, the only research that you would have to do is thinking back on certain times of the year in your life over the last 5, 10, 15, 20, and so many years that you've been alive back. As a parent, when I first became a parent and I started to see similarities and see cycles, I'm like, oh, I went through that. I didn't go through that. I went through that. And all of a sudden, I'm remembering all these different things and aspects that happened in my life because I am seeing life develop and grow from the aspect of parent to two children. And I start to think, how is this particular thing from my childhood affecting myself today? And it may be minuscule, it may not actually be anything of cause and effect. But if we know anything, is that we know that how you do anything is how you do everything, and how little by little, a little becomes a lot, and those little by little become exponential changes and growths and evolutions or devolutions. So, to look back and find these patterns and these cycles, if you're on a low right now, it's important to remember that there will be a high. You are on the up and up, always. Even while on the down, technically, once you hit bottom, you will be on the up and up. It's all part of a cycle. It's part of a loop. And it's not an endless loop, and it's not a loop you can't change. But you must first look at reality, and then accept reality, not negate it, and then do something different to create a different reality. And that's not some abstract New Age way of saying that you can create your own reality. This is the practical, get your hands dirty, sleeves all rolled up type of exercise. It's as simple as that. Most people don't want to be honest. Most people don't want to unnecessarily, quote unquote, unnecessarily look at the things that they don't want to look at. But they have no idea how necessary and mandatory it is in order to get to a different place in your life, to get a different result. So, how can you start to put a fun spin, if you're into fun? It can be a depressing spin if you're into that. But I encourage fun because learning and change happens in laughter, in the energy of energy being broken up and shaken up. And laughter is one of the best tools. And that is one of the main reasons I like to incorporate fun into the deep work that we tend to do in this podcast or in the Leading Man Initiative or God Meets Goddess or anything that we do with True Freedom Media. So let's begin with figuring out what is fun for you and how you can begin to implement it into your life cycles. What are the words that ring most true to you, that awaken you? Maybe it's a word you don't hear or say often, but when you hear it, you're like, yummy. I remember the word phenomenal came into my consciousness, and I couldn't stop saying it because I enjoyed it so much. So I want you to think of some of these words. You know, for me, I got faith, family, fortune, honor, courage, commitment, prosperity, health, love, self-expression, all words that I really enjoy, you know, and all they are is a vibration through vocal cords making particular sounds. So, look into those words that you like and have them in your pocket, because you can play with those like those stones that people keep for anchoring a good memory or trying to work through some sort of trauma. I've noticed something beautiful. Family is everything, all families. All tribes must be honored. It's an important part of life. Blood family, soul family, extended family. And at some point I realized something I know is heaven is a place within me. It's up to me to explore and share heaven with others. See, I'm no longer blind. I used to be blind. But now I get to see, and in that seeing, I get to share, and in that sharing, I have to get creative. I have to find ways to get other blind people to feel, hear, taste, and smell that which I used to be blind to, but now can see. It's a fun, acrobatic, cosmic role that I am grateful and humbled to play. As I live my life as a gift, I am the giving. I awaken people to their own magic, because moments of clarity, excitement, inspiration, arousal, and catharsis are all moments that people experience in my presence. I do enter the room, and when you look at me, I evoke a memory hidden from your conscious mind. Your knees grow weak, and your breath begins to deepen. If you had butterflies contained in your belly, they now have been released. A rush of excitement and nervousness floods to your head. In a world where passion and newness plateaus often, you are aroused by this new energy. Energy transforming into clarity of courage. Get out of your mind. Locked in, keyed up, turned on, tuned in, lights up. Listen, you're going to explore a lot of things about yourself, and at the end of the day, it's all about love. That's the only way you'll win. Resentment and bitterness isn't you in the slightest form, and you can only win through authentic joy of being. That is your true freedom. That is your luminous navigation. And there are so many beautiful souls. You're a beautiful soul. The good, the great, the God flows into your life effortlessly. Always has. You know, and if you haven't heard that you are the one, you are the one. You are the one, and you focus and harness the most important things of life. Be it God, love, families, effectiveness, impact, increasing joy, fitness, kindness, adventure, masterful living, freedom, liberation, cause, creation. You know, the idea of love is novelty, but the experience of love is life-altering. So don't idealize love. Experience it. Give yourself fully to it. Surrender. Who's that? Who are you in love with? That's the great question. Because you are allowed to be in love every moment of your life. You are so freaking epic. extraordinarily magical, intrinsically valuable, magnetically prosperous, unstoppably attractive. You're not the deal. You're not the deal, but you do play an irreplaceable role in the deal. The deal can't happen without you. The only lane that you have to reside in is in the flow of your own magic. Because it's time. It's time to feel the sizzle of another soul. The type of beauty that tickles your curiosity. Butterflies lovingly flapping their wings, nudging your spirit to wake. Feel the rush of Earth's electricity surging up through your being, lifting you ever so slightly to the heavens. Your mind is now open. Your legs strong, but ever so weak. The excitement of a roller coaster. The unknown with absolute certainty of being held by a benevolent protector, provider. Poised for passion, purpose, and wonder. Activate this sense of instant recognition. A swelling of trust in mischievous adventure. This grows into a connection and understanding unlike any other. A promise of emotionally affluent moments. Notice now the sensations of opulence within your existence. Notice the sensations in your fingers spreading throughout your entire hand, and feeling the tingles move up your arms, making the hair on the back of your neck stand up. Elevating your mind, again, clarifying your reasons for loving existence. Lightness surfacing. A mystical urgency to merge, essentially emerging as experienced divine revelations. As you say, oh God, yes, bliss on the coattails of this. The afterglow, no wish. This is how I dare you to exist. Let's kick it a little old school. The possibility that you are inviting for yourself and your life is the possibility of being, here are a few options, poised, present, passionate. The possibility that you are inviting for yourself and your life is the possibility of being blessed with glorious purpose, persistent, intrinsically valuable, prosperous, the source, the arbiter, an extraordinary facilitator. The possibility that you can now invite for yourself and your life is the possibility of being inquisitive, elegant, empowered and empowering, certain, creative, spontaneous, adventurous, honest, authentic, and in your highest integrity. The possibility that you are inviting for yourself and your life is the possibility of being engaging, interactive, beyond powerful, clear, connected to God and the universe, poetic, tuned in, tapped in, turned on, discerning. Now, the possibility that you are inventing for yourself and your life is the possibility of being super magical, pleasant, driven, an asset, a contributor, skillfully and strategically unleashed, inspiring, enthusiastic, unforgettable, distinctly and specifically memorable. being in total self-acceptance, being in full acceptance of what is. The possibility that you can be inventing for yourself and your life is the possibility of being pleasurable, generous, patient, in total self-acceptance and full acceptance of what is, responsible, insightful, relatable, authoritative, centered, expansively attractive, comfortable, educated, discerning, creative, enthralling, structured and disciplined, agile, strong and flexible. I mean, the possibility that you are inventing for yourself and your life is the possibility of being charged, electrifyingly magnetic, kind and caring and compassionate, addicting, intriguing, artistic, peaceful and harmonious, self-aware, a person of means, a person of action, at the perfect times, endlessly energetic and calm and grounding and grounded, balanced. Because at the end of the day, the possibility that you are inventing for yourself and your life in every single moment of your life is the possibility of being inviting. How's your invitation looking? How is your invitation coming along? How compelling is your current invitation? As I sit here in this soundproof mobile recording unit, I look out the window and I notice a car drive by with a license plate. And the license plate says Godly 8. Now, I don't know what the 8 is all about, but gosh darn it, that remembrance in an omen or a sign or a synchronistic message that I have chosen to be on the lookout for through license plates was a choice, a conscious and deliberate choice to constantly be looking for the good omens, to turn bad omens and flip them on their head. Take superstition and invert it to a huge blessing, because why not? Why settle for what others said would be quote-unquote bad luck, when you can take that quote-unquote bad luck message and turn it into the thing that would make you and light you up in ways that you would love for you to get excited about, instead of getting worried about, oh no, a black cat walked in front of me. Heck yeah, a black cat walked in front of me. Cats are freaking awesome, and black cats are just a shade of a fur. It's no difference from them than the hairless cats, or the orange cats, or the tabby cats, the gray cats, the Russian blues, the Maine Coons. Cats are just wonderful. So that being said, it's important that as we review our life cycles, the cyclical cycles that come back around and decide to dig into that gift box, come to a full stop, and remember that you have a gift box with tons of wisdom. As I may be saying certain words and sentences and paragraphs, I'm just reflecting back to you things that you have thought of before, or were on the edge of thinking up yourself. It's a cyclical giving and receiving. And that's a huge part of the cyclical cycles we're all blessed to be a part of. And I say blessed because we're still alive. We still get to breathe. And gosh darn it, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that that car with that license plate that says Godly 8 turned around and came back my way. So let me share with you something that is deeply rooted into my consciousness, and I extend it to you. For you are the gardener of your own mind. You are the gardener, the landscaper of your realty, your reality. So here it is. There's a lot to talk about, a lot to get out in regards to this current cycle and manifesting realities. If I may be blunt, if I may be honest, manifest realities within yourself, and in turn, they manifest in physical reality as experiences. And when you go back, sometimes it allows to return to a future that is absolutely magnificent. This is true. You see, for some reason, I have accomplished a lot to this day, but a part of me feels blind to those accomplishments. I need to use and generate momentum to blast forth, and sometimes going back and looking at the things and kind of seeing what pops up emotionally, what pops up psychologically, reveals how to go forth, reveals a blind spot. A blind spot that may not be noticed unless you have a circle of men or women that got your back, that are as invested in your development as you should be. So, we're about to go into a beautiful launch, a newer beginning, as every day is a newer beginning. And I'll be sharing deeper insights into my own personal story, and I'm excited about that. So, as I touch on things on this little passage of a message, just know that more will be revealed down the line. Just keep tuning in, keep showing up, keep asking for the goods, demand the goods. So, at some point, I had to ask myself, how do I put myself out there as this cosmic navigator to get paid and recognized and elevated? You know, I'm not afraid of a lot of things. And if there is fear within me, it's about hurting the ones I love, making a catastrophic mistake, and losing it all, which is pretty much out of the scope of possibility. But as we know, anything is possible. Even though the doors of close are closed for catastrophic personal disaster, it's terrifying because anything can happen. And to live beyond that fear, I must act courageously and show up, even more transparent than I did last time. Show up with a little bit more passion, a little bit more dynamic in my character, in my incantations, in my intonations. Because I ain't done dishing out permission slips. The fear I see is that of an illusionary block. Because challenge is illusionary. I'm putting that in front of me so that I can work through it. And I wasn't always conscious of that. And I wasn't conscious of it until I wrote it down and saw it for myself recently. Because humans are masters of self-deception. I've always told myself, live as if everything you believe and preach were true. What if I produce the way I would be proud to see me do? And I'm already proud of what I've produced, what I've put out there. And I'm not a perfectionist, but I have the quality of a perfectionist that wants to do better, that wants to improve as he's doing it. And I have to surrender to, even if it's choppy, even if I mess up a word, we got to keep going, because this isn't about perfection. This is about the mission. I like to say this to myself in the voice of the Vision from the MCU. What is overcoming obstacles if not stepping through life as the freedom God conceived for us before we were born? You can't stop life from growing and thriving. It is impossible. And aren't you the epitome of life? Not just that, aren't you remarkably miraculous? Yes, for being the one born and still being alive today. Over time, a lot of men and women had to have sex in just the right way, at just the right time, with specific emotions and karma in order for this present version of you to exist. So live as if you died. And this is your bonus life with divine perks. I've said it before, and it's not going to be the last time that I'm going to say it. Live as if this is your bonus life, because homie, it is. Live as if you're highly favored and deeply supported. Walk as if there's a cosmic and celestial army marching behind you. Walk into a room as if an orchestra is scoring your entrance, and the reception is abundantly welcomed. You are not just VIP. You are the VIP. Take actions that foreshadow a certain knowing with divinity of the glorious outcome to be. You were made already protected. You entered this earth realm, hashtag already redeemed. You are more than just an anomaly, a divergent or outlier. You are the prophet whose time has come. You are the savior for whom all have waited on. And as we all have the ability to have full or partial awareness too, it is time now to rise up to be. On a real note, let me ask you this. By the way, it's all a real note. How many answers could quell the question now boiling in your mind? Even if the heat rises, the question will dissipate, transformed into steam, and gone with the fancies of the wind. If the mind is the pot, beware its hot, even empty from the questions you annihilated by method of evisceration. Funny how we end up strolling through these metaphorical corridors. But if that's the case, let's open up as many doors and windows to be led by the heart, aligned with the mind, and go through the passage. That's our next adventure. Are you aware of your next adventure? Are you ready to complete the adventure you're on so that the next one doesn't interfere or create a traffic jam with the one you're about to blast off into? Because doesn't the rise and fall of existence correspond with sentimental inclinations? Everything is tethered to the quantum. Entanglement is inevitable. Even alone, you are all one. Influencing the collective of humanity in the ethers, in thought, the dreamscapes, and astral maps, because it seems tomorrow stopped today, and yesterday never happened the way it did in the present moment. Forever is a movement I'm obsessed with, a vortex, a canal, a wormhole to places and destinations off limits until this story began to unfold. So you're welcome. I moved a mountain with my soul and placed a lake below its surface. Talos revolution. I can see that you're atoned, and absolution is the rhythm of your yearning. How many times must I remind you that you're hashtag already redeemed? But more on that at a different time. Life is for the giving, so start forgiving. I'm not. You're not just awake, but also alert. In the state of comprehension, recognition in awards, it's quantum computation. A compilation of divine mutation, because creation doesn't happen without some hesitation. Let it, because it doesn't happen with it either. Perhaps that's why you feel the fire. You're a fighter. That's why being a genius is a stage condition. Stationed on Earth, feeling off mission. Forgetful since birth, still driven by creation, using a type of obsession that begs the question, I'm good, but why not more? If you ever need a break, just remember you can always stop forever with today. Take a breather. Step out of time into a dimension of mental peace and body relaxation. Elation is breath, while bliss is your body melting into safety and stability. Step back into your reality. Activate your humanity. Switch turned on, full blast. God-given abilities. Blessing the space for the grace to take place. Launch your own personal reset. Clear out spyware, data, and cookies. Your mind, heart, and soul OS must be set for success. Firewall and Nordic type of protection. Sensitive to crap, sensual dismissals. Divine enhancement. So dedicate your life to expansion of joy in your house while evolving with a divine menagerie. Speaking of cyclical phases and little gift box that we leave for each other every now and then throughout the cosmos, have you ever felt frustrated by the speed of timing? I know that we all must have felt that frustration. And you know what is crucial to remember? One of my favorites. God's delays are not God's denials. I met a woman once in a long line at a store. Or should I say, I interacted with her. She thought I was letting her go in front of me in a long checkout line at the store. I was briefly offended that she thought that, so I did correct her upon waiting in line next to her. And I'm on crutches at this point, and I'm in pain. I decided to let her go in front of me because energetically, it was what felt right, aligned on God's path. It also reminded me of me, which not letting her go in front of me didn't feel like me. She asks why I changed my mind. I tell her I got lost in the illusion of being in a rush. And all she says is divine delays. Complete stranger. We've spoken on identity quite a bit, and it is fresh in my consciousness. In that choice point, I got the opportunity to be more me again. There is always a greater power working in all our lives. Details being worked out. The only way to prove that is to live by faith and to keep on living. Because even if you don't see the evidence of the results, you will. Stick and stay, you'll get your divine and metaphorical and physical pay. That in itself is part of the conversation of identity, because think about the different cycles that we go into. We are not the same person. No matter what, even if the situation is the same, hopefully we are not the same person. And that's what allows these cycles to evolve and bless our lives instead of frustrating our lives. Having or making a plan is one thing. Strategy helps maintain the plan. Both plan and strategy can change in an instant. It's important to be well equipped with possibilities, like we just talked about. Anything is truly possible. Good or bad, those are simply opinionated results. Deal with it. Know and hold your context of identity. Your context is what you continue to be after your plans fall apart. It is your through line. So know and hold your context and you won't get as frustrated. Or your frustration will subside rather quickly. Increase the desire of anything you want in every sense of attainment, and living in that actualized attainment happens much more quickly. Is that how it works? Focus hires creative energy to form in some aspect of function. Amplify, turn it up. May your sparkles blind in brightness, and may its consciousness flow with God's in yours. Sole purpose of perfect experience. No accidents, just divine appointments. Yeah. Making absolute gratitude the breath that lives us. Take notice of what brings you joy in each one of these cycles. For example, if you were climbing a giant staircase with giant steps that, let's say, required about an hour to walk across each step until you can get to the next step. Take notice of what that step that you're walking on feels like. What brings you joy? What makes you depressed? What drains your energy? What boosts you? Take notice, because in this example, each step represents a different cycle. I heard Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino, speak to freedom and joy as an artist. Artist, not actor, rapper, or writer. His superpower is not being boxed into a career label that limits him. Interesting, right? Well, he spoke to feeling the freest on stage. And I'll tell you this much, I can definitely relate to that. Freedom is a place where, for after a few moments, you are untouchable. You're free to be, express, and bless with your joyous existence. Freedom is a place where, for a few moments in your life, you feel untouchable. You are free to be, to express and bless with your joyous experience. Where do you experience joyous existence? Living free is important for many reasons. From the mindset to your activity, staying in your own lane of integrity, knowing who you are. I've always said, a confused mind does nothing except for the person who could take advantage of that confusion. Know that and avoid that by staying clear, calm, versatile, agile, strong, and present. When the going gets good, the good gets easy. And when the good gets easy, the human drops the ball too easily. The Remembrance Initiative, the Remember Who You Are saga, what matters most to you will rise to the top. Sit down, put focus and awareness on your preferences, and have you your way. Because reality is fed up with other people's bullshit. For you, reality is waiting for you to tinker with the levels, levers, buttons, dials, and whatever else is in the control panel. It is meant to be your glorious, spectacular show. And how that happens after you experience contrast. You are perfectly primed to thrive and truly enjoy a level of ecstasy reserved for the gods. Yeah, I said it. You are primed to thrive and truly enjoy a level of ecstasy reserved for the gods. Does that mean that there is an aspect of God living within you? I think it does. Reality got corrupted by the tipping point of consciousness. Well, the tipping point of consciousness has shifted in our glorious direction. The boiling point has been set, and more evidence keeps leading us toward the truth of our greatness. Would you like to know the caveat, though? We must still follow universal laws, galactic and hermetic. And without diving deep here, we must be and stay in our soul's integrity. And on many levels, that's not easy. But that's why we keep showing the fuck up with the brotherhood and initiation and intention to get better. to speak to these burning desires and insecurities, to drop what no longer serves us. We know things are still keeping us back. That's where the conversation on addiction comes into play. Whether it's ruining your life or not, addictions will continue to absorb the good of your life and delay the masterful results waiting for you. That's why taking on a mantra like, the vision for my life is stronger than the inclinations of my addictions. Something like that. That's why, in all clarity, I do say things like, I am more committed to the vision I hold for my life than I am committed to my base addictions. Because addictions can work in your favor, but we still need a life balance. Imagine having a cycle in your life where you're addicted to reading books. I'm raising my hand. I had one of those cycles, and I was obsessed getting through so many books in a short period of time. I believe Tony Robbins calls that compressing time frames. And I became obsessed, and I developed a lot of skills. And I still like to read a good book, but I am not reading 5 books at a time, 10 books a month. No. I would like to read more books. But the phase, I am aware of the phase in the cycle. Because I like to remind you, I am not perfect. I will drop the ball or dip in consciousness, awareness, just like any other human on this path. The pain of judgment exists, but I have set up mirrors to help me catch my blind spots. The Leading Man Initiative is one of that. Being part of a conscious men's team is a part of that. Having close friends and relationships that are constantly cultivated like a garden, that is a way to catch my blind spots and set up mirrors, to have a level of trust that you reserve to a few good people. Humble and opinionated, entertaining and insightful, kind and badass, creative and expansive, this is your life. Reminding you that there is heart within the vision that you hold for your life. There's also a strong purpose, otherwise you could not hear these words. The context must be uniform. What is your uniform? Because at the end of the day, and at the beginning, all you ever need to do is suit up and show up. Aren't we all lucky that sometimes it feels like you and I always know exactly what to say? Even luckier are we that there are moments where we are at a loss for words. How many thoughts will take you to clarity? Could it be that no number of thoughts can do it? How would you go about picking and choosing the deals you desire and choose to make official? It's not an easy thing to do. It's thrilling. It can bring you corners and hiding spots that reveal themselves in an instant. Did you know that the greatest power in the universe is getting people to do stuff? Meaning, use the desire device. Use the desire device within you and within others to utilize this creative energy. You own magic, life force, vitality. You give humanity their humanity while catering to the true desires that will help birth a new world. I promise you this, the right things will always continue to propel you forward. I I once heard you say something so ridiculous but impactful, and that's that every man and woman needs, at some point on their journey, this thing. And this thing should be implemented in a long-lasting part of your life. You remember what I'm talking about? I'm talking about a routine. More than a daily to-do list or a schedule. A routine, I would say, is more of a lifelong ritual. It's a lifestyle. Because practically every area of your life will be contingent on the routine rituals you're committed to long term. You can always change them and restructure them, but for now, it's time to commit with what works, especially for the cycle that you're currently in and the one that you will jump onto after this one ends. Health, wealth, love, self-expression, and then some. Wake up. Smell the, miracles. Wake up. Start the day in a certain way. A way that's conducive to your ever-evolving and expansive identity. Your energy magnetizes with attraction from this huge source of well-being. The cup must overflow to the saucer holding the cup. People benefit from the saucer overflowing. They don't take from the cup. The cup is your cup. Children need routine and structure to grow up. Schooling, work, all require a certain A to B to C to Z. We live in a go-with-the-flow mentality versus a militant structure. Playing T, spectrum is timing, but necessary. When nothing else has been set up for you, you must set up your vision. You must implement your commitments, and you must reap the success that you envision. You must feel the things in your journaling, in your meditation, in your conversations. So looking to these areas of life, what kind of ideas begin to percolate for you? The deeper your commitment, the longer the positive effects, right? Who even thinks about 5, 10, 15, 30 years from now? You know your habits make you, but what deep commitment have you made for yourself that is very easily accessible? If you get clear and commit, will it come to you sooner? Will your reality shift quicker? More than just a passing fancy, it's a huge implication. Since now is the only time, and you have all these memories that have grown you and given you contrast, preference, and experiential results. Excuse my stutter, excuse my delays, for they're supposed to stay there until they're gone. And here we are, back in the haze of this creativity space. You can start now. Start fresh with the wisdom that you've been carrying. What matters most to you will direct your clarity. And from there, you can build. But you have to build, and with help maybe. Build, but you must build. You are in charge. You set up the long-term ramifications. Like hydrate, nourish, move, care, connect, reach out, create, perform, deliver, learn, invest, and save. All lead to contribute, and service to many leads to greatness. There's a subtle thread connecting the four concepts. That thread is your soul. Follow it and sketch it, define it, trace it, so that you can build exactly what you desire. What will make you feel fully activated, excited, excited to be alive and fulfilled on every level. Oh, I know we've talked about this and touched on this before. Bliss is your birthright. Are you activating it enough? I don't mean substance-infused bliss. I mean the type of bliss you can only experience sober, in the moment. The type of moments that shine bright in electrifying lucidity. A place where truth shone in the glow of your skin, in the reflection of others. You don't just brighten up the room, you allow others to glow up as well. The luminescence. I, your eyes, the pulsing of clarity in your mind. All of this comes from more than alignment. It's the long-term simple commitment to create how you'll feel. To benefit the world, your families, pets, your conscious, unconscious, and superconscious sphere of influence. All being benefited by the way you structured your life. Sounds like a big responsibility. And it is. But it also doesn't have to be heavy. It's all what you make it. It's all how you desire to move as. Do you want to move as freedom? Or do you want to move as limitations? Your choice. And then taking the step to behave as, to manifest as, and in that action, everything is altered around you. The script doesn't change, you shift to a reality where the script is now more in your favor. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Celebration, exaltation, leaving hesitation to the past. The moment is bold, holding everything felt dear and important. Courage salivates at the glimpse of challenge. But don't you think this is a talent-solvent philosophy? Like Atlas holding the world on his shoulders? Sweat and blood dripping down his face, exhausted? But was he resentful? Not even when he dropped the earth on them. Atlas never shrugged. He made a choice. He held his vision. So when it comes to us, how do we want to proceed on this mission? Because if you have inspirations, treat them like emissions. See where they fly to, but leave them where they be, as you courageously continue to speak, behave, and be. You are the one whose time has come. The idea is seated in you. And as it's sprouting more and more, the tree of life expands for all of us on Earth. And that's pretty hardcore. You wouldn't be here if you couldn't hold the line. That's always been said. Trite, just another line. No. You wouldn't be here if you weren't supposed to be here. Don't let others intimidate and try to corrupt your reality. The Matrix is the Matrix, an infinite amount of possibilities that you get to tread and walk on. It's all about waking up and surrendering. Not waking up and going forth full charge. You must surrender and present a new script so that the lanes change and all of a sudden you're on the other side. Pulled through the portal. On the other side of the road, you stopped traffic because you were united with thousands of other souls, if not millions and billions, as the infinite numbers increase of Earths, universes, realities. It's up to you to walk this path, light up the Earth with joy, with all the hugs. There wouldn't be another mission but that. It just gets confusing when the programming on Earth is so unaligned, disharmonious, and allowed to unravel in different directions. Confuse the masses, manipulate them. But some of us are waking up and we get to show up with our trauma, with the lessons, with the light, love, and above. the good stuff that made us who we are today. And we keep on putting on blinders so we can take them off. So we can have this experience continue. This one day experience. Because you only get one day or a millisecond in the present moment. That's why we must practice to stay alive and to move and to dance and to feel and to quiet the mind and to sit and meditate and keep it real. Coping mechanisms are just more than ways to deal. They open up possibility. They open up leadership. They open up the leadership that's needed on the earth right now. This ain't a trial or tribulation. It's not even a test. It's the get the dust off your glasses because we need your vision next. Thank you for tuning in to the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. My name is Jonathan Navi, your grateful host, reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Join us next week and for the next couple episodes that are going to be spectacular. Special event. 3-part episode coming to you. Followed by a special reunion episode of the Brain Sex Podcast with the great and mighty wizardry Thayer Brown. TJ Brown will be joining us. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the support, the love, and we'll catch you on the next episode of the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles Podcast.